Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Because of who you are, I will praise you. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, glory be to the Lord God Almighty. And we want to thank the Lord that he has allowed us one more day to participate in this Bible study. And we want to thank the Lord for all that he has done. Hey, listen, we don't worship an idol made by hands. There was a time when people in the Old Testament, they worshiped idols made by hands, the clay hands, the clay idols, the wooden idols, the metallic idols. They all couldn't do what our God could do. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They got feet, but they cannot walk. Glory be to the Lord. But our God is a God who provides promises and keeps them and gives us many blessings. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Our God is spirit. Hallelujah. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors and call us at 516-418-5944 with any questions, testimonies, or answers that you might have. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Today we're going to restart a program that we had started a while ago, but because people have been calling for it and because of the move of the Holy Spirit, I have to be obedient. And its call is Christianity Real. We're going to start today with the introduction, part one. There's four parts to the introduction. The first part today comes from Hebrews chapter 3. And then the second part is 1 Corinthians. The first part, let me just retract a little bit. The first part, Hebrews chapter 3, has to do with unbelief. The second part, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, glory be to the Lord, has to do with our state in Jesus Christ. Glory be to the Lord. The third part is 1 Peter chapter 1, and it talks about glory be to the Lord, hallelujah, that we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. The fourth part is 2 Peter chapter 1. It talks about that we have a more sure word of prophecy. Glory. Before we go on to those, we're going to be taking a trip. First, we're going to go on to Hebrews chapter 3. Before we go on to the rest of them, we're going to just take one at a time. We're not going to overwhelm you with a lot of scriptures at one time. We're going to take one scripture. We're going to digest it. We're going to read it completely because that way we keep it in context. Glory be to the Lord. Again, if you have any questions or testimonies, you can call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. Glory be to the Lord. So today is Thursday at 6 o'clock, and we are starting Is Christianity Real? Glory, our Bible study. So every Thursday at 6 p.m., we have a Bible. We're going to have the four introductions first, and then we get into the more specifics in the teachings. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, we're going to cover Hebrews chapter 3 from 1 through 19. We're going to read that chapter as an entirety. That way, we keep it in context, and that way, we could understand what the writer is saying and how it applies to us today. But before we go on, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, from whom all blessings come, we want to thank you for today, O Lord God, that you open up this door. We want to thank you that we could study your word. We want to thank you that you're overlooking over the people behind the scenes in Blog Talk Radio. Thank you that you're looking after them. Thank you that you're looking after their families. Father God, you're protecting them from every harm and danger. Glory be to the Lord. So we want to thank you, Lord Father God. We want to thank you that they make themselves available for this transmission to go forward. And Lord, I just pray that wherever this transmission goes, all the way to China, all the way to Japan, all the way to Indonesia, all the way to Africa, Russia, Germany, hallelujah, Philippines, India, wherever this voice takes us, Father God, we pray that it does a work, a mighty work in the hearts of the people. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. And for those of you that are out there in the world, on the other side of the world, if you can't call me now, what you could do, you could leave a message on the chat room, and I will read it, and I'll get back to you as quickly as I can. Glory be to the Lord. So if you will go with me to chapter 3 of the book of Hebrews, we're going to begin at verse 1 through 19, and we're going to read the entirety book, chapter, that is, so we could keep everything in context. And don't forget, today is Christianity Real. Subtopic is unbelief. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's start with chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this and was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch as he who had built the house had made more honor than the house. For every house is built upon some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. For Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. What it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swore he that they should not enter into the rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to understand, brothers and sisters, Israel at one time enjoy presence of God with them continually. Through the prophet Moses, God showed his power through the 10 plagues. The last plague was the death of the child. And we know that the death of the child of the king occurred because he told Moses later for him to leave and take his people with him. And God just wanted them to go into the wilderness to worship him. But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not let the people go. But God, through Moses, said to Pharaoh, let my people go. Glory be to the Lord. So it came to the time where they offered up a sacrifice, and they put the blood on the posts of the door, the lintels and the doorposts. And they were set at liberty because God, death angel, came. And everyone who was the firstborn son, who was not covered by the blood, died. So the people of Israel, when Moses left Egypt, they left Egypt full of clothing and gold and money, and they went out to the wilderness. And we know the story of how they came to the Red Sea and how God parted the Red Sea and they were able to cross on dry land, and how the Roman army, or the Egyptian army, perished in the waters. And they were on the other side, and they were celebrating tabernacle because they built the huts, and they were sleeping in the huts, and they were worshiping God. Glory be to the Lord. So we know that as the Jewish people celebrate now tabernacles or Sukkot, it's sometime in late September to October. So they came out of Egypt and they were heading towards the promised land. But before they got to the promised land, they had a diversion where they went through the wilderness and they went to Mount Sinai to get the closer to God. But what happened as they went, glory be to God, Moses went up to the mountaintop. God came down. That's a type of the rapture. And the people celebrated, and the people danced, and the people had a feast, and the people built a calf altar. And the people began to sacrifice there. And they tempted God many times in the wilderness. For 40 years, God protected them where the shoes and the clothing faded not. They tempted God with the water and with the food. Glory be to the Lord. And they tempted God in all manner. But God was faithful unto them because he loved them. Just like he loves you, my brother. And my sister, he loves you. And he don't want you to be walking around in unbelief. You pick up your Bible daily and you read it. And God's promises are there. And we pray that you understand what you're reading. If not, like the Ethiopian that came from Candace, the Ethiopian treasurer, he was able to speak to Philip, and Philip was able to show him and help him understand who were they talking about when he was reading Isaiah. And so you too could seek out someone that knows the Bible, that is mature in the Lord, and they could help you understand. But we have the Israelites here, and they are in Mount Sinai. Moses went up, and he got the Ten Commandments. And when he came down, they had built a calf altar, and they were ready to sacrifice. They were ready to offer up everything. They did not believe that God brought them through. They were unbelievers, and they provoke God so much because of their unbelief. But it wasn't just a simple belief. It was an unbelief that the people did more than just not believe. This is from Strong, is G570, unbelief. The word is apistia, A-P-I-S-T-I-A, and it means The word unbelief here is apostia, and it does not mean just a passive unbelief, but a refusal to believe, an actual unwillingness to be persuaded. It denotes an absence that is based upon a rejection of the will of God. Imagine that. Even now in our present day, we have brothers and sisters, because of the lack of understanding and false teaching, they don't believe that the rapture is real. Yet when you read the scriptures, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, speaks of the rapture of the church, the wife of Christ. Glory be to the Lord. Their unbelief. So, you know, when the rapture takes place, they'll be left behind to deal with the 7-year tribulation. And they're going to have to deal with the Antichrist. For those of us that believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ in the rapture, not that we're better than them, but belief. And that's the difference between belief, which is faith, and unbelief, which is non-faith, which is faithless. Everything that we have, our salvation, the gift of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, power, exclusive power, dunamite power, is because of faith. We cannot prove anything to anyone except we have lived by faith in the Son of God. But yet, our faith is not in vain. All throughout history, you read of the Christians, you read about Jesus Christ and the miracles that he did and what the apostles did in the first century. So it's not a belief that is void of reality. It's real. It happened for real. It's written in history. It's written in the Bible. Josephus, a Jewish historian, wrote about a man called Jesus Christ. He wrote about him. Glory be to the Lord. We have the accounts in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation of the Messiah who was to come, who was to liberate us from sin. Because at one time we were captives by Satan because of sin. We were slaves to Satan through sin. But because of the blood of Jesus, we've been set free. And we have an opportunity by faith. The Word of God says we are saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. So it's a gift given unto us by God, our Father. And when you read on in the history, in the Bible, you're going to see how in Ephesians it says that he sealed us with the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are saved right now. And one day, this body, this corruptible must put on incorruption. Hallelujah. And we're going to be changed. And we're going to meet Christ in the air. And we're going to be just like him, because our bodies are going to be changed like him. Glory be to the Lord. And let me just share that you can call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. And you can invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle. It's the host. And we're talking about, is Christianity real? Hallelujah. Is Christianity real? And we see that the nation of Israel, some of them enter into the promised land because of unbelief. They did not believe the promises of God. Some of them die in the wilderness. Some of them die before they the rest of them cross the Jordan River. And we see Joshua and Caleb, they led, because of God's direction, they led the people across the Jordan River into the promised land. But Moses could not enter in because God told Moses the first time to speak to the rock, to strike the rock. The second time he told him to speak to the rock. Both Moses was upset with the people because of the unbelief, because of the memory. And he struck the rock the second time. Now that rock was a type of Jesus. He wasn't supposed to do that. He misrepresented God before the people. Even though the people murmured in unbelief, but Moses misrepresented God. And God told him, you're going to see the promised land. You're going to go to the top of the mountain, but you're not going to enter it. Joshua is going to take them in. Glory be to the Lord. So Moses went up to the top of the mountain, and the word of God tells us he died there and God buried him. Hallelujah. Now, God is the God of the living and the dead. He didn't bury Moses. He took Moses with him. Hallelujah. Just like he took Elijah with him. And how do we know that? Because in the mountain of transfiguration, when Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, Elijah and Moses appear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They appear there in the mountain of transfiguration with Jesus Christ. And Peter, being smart, suggests to build three huts, one for each of them, one for Peter, one for Jesus, one for Elijah, one for Moses. But the voice came from the cloud and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye. So God our Father pointed everything back to Jesus Christ. And that too, my brothers and sisters, you have to remember. We live in a state when we are born, we take on the Adamic nature. Our bodies that we have been of Adam and Eve's sin because of Adam and Eve's disobedience. And we have to be born again, like Jesus said to Nicodemus, of the Spirit of God. Because we cannot live according to the wills and desires and the lusts of the flesh. We need to walk according to the Spirit. And in order for us to walk according to the Spirit, we have to have a change of heart. We have to be born again, born of the Spirit, not of the flesh. Glory be to the Lord. When you're born of the Spirit, you're asking God for forgiveness. You're asking God for cleansing. You're asking God once again to put the blood on the doorpost of your heart and the lentils. Just like it happened in Egypt, God will do that for you. Because Christ gave his blood. And he will cleanse you from all your sins. He will give you a guarantee of heaven. He will write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You no longer have to worry where you're going to end up when you leave your body. You live holy. You live righteous before God. Your home will be heaven. Because the Bible says, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. But we're holy because of Jesus Christ. He is the one that shed his precious blood on the cross. He is the one that gave his body on the cross. And he was circumcised on the eighth day. But he also was circumcised when they whipped him and they tore his body apart, and the body of death had to be killed, and Jesus gave up the ghost, and that body died. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He captured sin in thy flesh because he took upon him our sins. He took upon him our sins. And he allowed that body to die. Unbelief, my brothers and sisters. The Jewish people could not enter in, or some other Jewish people could not enter in because of unbelief. Glory be to the Lord. And we just pray that you don't have unbelief in your heart, that you have faith in your heart, that you believe the word of God, that you believe what God has said about the rapture, that you believe what God has said about the second coming of Christ, that you believe what God has said about the millennial reign of Christ, that you believe what God has said about the state of eternity. Glory be to the Lord. The enemy, Satan, has been judged. His home is going to be the lake of fire. He's going to be in prison for 1,000 years. And he's going to be let loose for a little while. But after that, he's going to go into the lake of fire with all those who are unbelievers, with all those who have taken the mark of the beast, and they're going to end up in the lake of fire. But blessed be the Lord who gave us in Christ Jesus faith. We have faith in what the Lord has done. In this present time, we have not seen Christ, but we know he's real. He lives within us. And we could sing the song of Zion, and we could sing unto him, and we could worship him and praise him in spirit and in truth, because we know that he's real. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And you too could be a partaker of glorious entrance into heaven in Jesus Christ. You don't have to be left behind. You don't have to deal with the wrath of God. You don't have to deal with Satan and the lake of fire. Glory be to the Lord. All you have to do, my brothers and sisters, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. He that endures to the end shall be saved. He that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord has given us many words in the scriptures about salvation. And we just need to trust him, to believe in him, to receive him as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. When the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they complained about bitter waters. But Moses, by direction of God, threw a branch into the water, and the waters became sweet. And the people of Israel did drink water, sweet water. There was a time when the people of Israel were complaining because they had nothing to eat. But God gave them manna from heaven. God gave them quails from heaven. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. And they ate, and they were satisfied. And God protected them. He went before them as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He protected them, and the Israelites were able to enter in the wilderness, and they were able to go to Mount Sinai. They were able to get the Ten Commandments, two of them, because the first one, Moses threw it down, and it broke. And Moses had to do this, the commandments again, write them again so God could be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because we hear Aaron say, he put in the gold into the fire, and out came a calf. What a lie. The calf didn't come out by itself. That calf was created, but they melted the gold, and they tapped it through, and they made it into a calf. And Aaron told the people, this is your God. They save you. And the people started worshiping this golden calf in the wilderness. But the God of Israel, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, El Shaddai. Hallelujah. He's the one that saved them. He's the one that brought them through the wilderness. Hallelujah. You have about 24 minutes to go. You could call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. Glory be to the Lord, the God Almighty. If you have a question, testimony, or you want to comment on something, is Christianity real? Is Christianity real? We got other subjects we're going to be talking about. Today we're talking about unbelief. The Jewish people, some of the Jewish people could not enter in because of unbelief. Let it not be said that you did not enter in because of unbelief. Let it not be said that the gospel was presented to you and you refused to believe it. Remember what unbelief is. I read it to you again. The word unbelief here is apostasia and does not mean just a passive unbelief, but a refusal to believe, an actual unwillingness to be persuaded. It denotes an absence that is based upon a rejection of the will of God. Imagine that. That's what that word unbelief means. See, when you go to Strong's G570, it'll tell you there the unfaithfulness, the unbelief. Glory be to the Lord. Let it not be said. Let it not be said. Hallelujah. That you refuse to believe. That you had an actual unwillingness to be persuaded. That you refuse to believe a rejection of the will of God. Let it not be said. The word of God says one day we're going to all give God an account for every word and every action that we have done in this world. Let it not be said that you rejected the will of God. You know, God's forgiveness is found nowhere else but in Jesus Christ. He shed his precious blood that you might be safe. God loved you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Do you desire everlasting life? It's found only in Jesus. Do you desire forgiveness for your sins? It's found only in Jesus. Do you desire to be cleansed from your sins? It's found only in Jesus. Only in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On next Thursday at 6 o'clock, when we come back to our Bible study, is Christianity real? We're going to get to that one day. What is Christianity? But we're looking at the introduction. So next week, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10 to 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're gonna look at that, and we're going to ask ourselves the question, how does this apply to me? How does this apply to you? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. So, you know, when you read 1 Corinthians 10, verses 10 to 12, it's talking about an example. It's talking about our admonition. It's talking about things that were written down. It's talking about the plight of the nation of Israel. We're going to read the whole thing from verse 1 through 33. But we're going to focus on 10 to 12 and see what the Word of God tells us, because we want to establish a foundation in Jesus Christ. And when we do that, You know, you have this foundation and you're reading the scriptures. You got to ask yourself the question, do I believe, do I have faith in what the Word of God says? Or am I refusing, am I rejecting what the scripture says? Because let me tell you, we walking in this flesh right now is a temporal thing. The moment that we leave this body and we step into eternity, that's eternity in heaven with the Lord or eternity in hell apart from God. The chances that people take, you're not willing to take the chance. I'm not willing to take the chance. I don't want to end up in hell. I want to end up in heaven. So I'm reading what was written down. I'm reading what's written down for our admonition. I was reading for, you know, what was written down as an example, because I don't want to do the same thing they did. They did not enter in. Some of them did not enter in because of unbelief. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. In Hebrews chapter 3, the ending of chapter 3, it says, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. We don't want to be like that, brothers and sisters. In chapter 4, it says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left as of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. You should be fearful of that. You don't want to come short of the promise that God has made of entering in. You know, a lot of people confuse the rest of God with other things. The rest of God is not the sin. If you look at the high priest, when he offered up the sacrifice, the lamb, he came out and he, with his outstretched arm, he says to them, it is finished. Well, that's the same thing Jesus said when he was on the cross with outstretched arms. He said, it is finished. The atonement for sin was completed. It was completed through the high priest. It was completed as Jesus Christ, who is our high priest. It was completed. It is finished. We don't have to contend any longer with sin because it, Jesus Christ took care of it. Now, we're not preaching greasy grace because a lot of people think, oh, well, Jesus did it all, so well, let me just live it up and at the right time, I'm going to decide to be born again. No. When tomorrow is not promised to nobody. We don't know when Christ will come. We have immediate, intimate expectation, immediate expectation that he will come at any minute. And you have to be ready, not get ready. We can't take that chance, brothers and sisters, in being in unbelief and trying to see, to get into in belief when we see the signs of his coming, when we see the things that are coming. And look, the second coming of Christ is around the corner because Jesus told them, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot. So we see what's going on. It's happening right before our very eyes. So if his second coming is very soon, imagine the rapture. It's much sooner than you think. And then the rapture is for his church, for his body, for the believers, for those of us that hold on to faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9, we were not appointed to the wrath of God. Am I in that? We were not appointed to the wrath of God. So it means that God is going to take us out of this world. We're not going to suffer. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, he said he will take us out of the hour of temptation. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, it says, I would not have you to be ignorant, my brethren, as those who have fallen asleep. God will bring with him those that have fallen asleep with Christ. The Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first, and we that remain shall be caught up together. That word caught up is harpazo. It's another word that is used for rapture. We shall be caught up together with them in the air forever to be with the Lord. So in verse 18 it says, comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. So a lot of people don't believe in the rapture. They're in unbelief. Just like the nation of Israel was in unbelief. Some made it into the promised land, and most of them did not make it in. So if you want to make it into heaven, my brothers and sisters, in the rapture, you have to believe that it's going to take place. If you don't believe, you're going to be left behind. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We've got about 12 minutes yet to go. So you can invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle is your host. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr. We're talking about, is Christianity real? We touched today on the introduction from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 19. Talking about unbelief there. Next Thursday, we're going to go into 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. We're going to go into that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, these things happen unto them for our examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then after that, the week after that, we're going to go into 1 Peter chapter 1. And the final week is 2 Peter chapter 1. And then we'll go deeper into the subject. In the meantime, this is the introduction to Is Christianity Real? We looked at the history of Christianity a little bit from the scriptures. If we go into natural history, you could find out a lot more of the natural history of Israel and the natural history of the Christians. How Paul went about, how the other disciples went about preaching the gospel, how the gospel spread in the first century, and many believers came to the Lord Jesus Christ because of the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. And we know that a lot of our brothers and sisters were persecuted. A lot of them died. A lot of them were sacrificed. But the gospel continued. And the gospel continued to spread. And we cannot be in unbelief, my brothers and sisters. We have to believe what the scripture says. You could put up any religion up against Christianity. We even talking about those people who claim to be Christians, yet their fruit is not Christian at all. You also have the Muslims, you have the Judaism, you have so many religions, I think 4,200 religions out there, but there's only one, Christianity, that has an empty tomb. Christianity is the only one that has an empty tomb. When you go into the sepulcher of Jesus Christ, that sepulcher is empty. Why? Because he resurrected on the third day according to scriptures, and he ascended to the heavens where he sits at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Waiting to return to gather up his church, gather up his people. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to end with the song that we began with, Because of Who You Are. It's our song for today. So we'll listen to that again. Glory be to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you.
Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you.
because of who you are, Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Glory, glory, glory. Once again, this is The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle. You're the host here at Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. Let me just share with you that on Sunday at 6 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk Radio, same phone number, we have the Bible Mysteries. Glory be to the Lord. And this week's Bible mystery is, who wrote the book of Hebrews? Glory be to the Lord. Then on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we have prayer. And we have several items that we're going to pray for. Or we just go with what the Lord has given up to us. Glory be to the Lord. And then next Thursday, we'll be back at 6 o'clock for Bible study. It's Christianity Real Part 2. Glory be to the Lord, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I would encourage you to read that so you will have a better understanding when we get into the program. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to thank the Lord for the opportunity that we had today. We're going to end up in prayer. Glory be to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity. Lord, as we study your word, Christianity Real, as we looked over Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 19, and we spoke about unbelief, Father God, and we asked that you would touch our heart so we don't fall into unbelief, so we could be at rest, knowing that you have taken care of the issue of sin in Christ Jesus. Glory be to the Lord. Father God, look upon my brothers and sisters on Blog Talk Radio. Give them traveling mercy as they go back home. Lord God, and everyone from the sound of my voice, Father God, I ask that you bless them abundantly and let them grow spiritually, Father God. Let them grow in your knowledge, oh Lord, to know you and to be with you, real closer to you, Lord, Father God. God is in direct. It's in the way we should go. And Father God, be with us as we return on Sunday at 6 p.m. for our Bible mystery. We want to thank you. We want to glorify you, Father God. Guide us and direct us in the way we should go. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.